This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Off hour number three in studio. It's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And Heather, you've got a story about the Facebook algorithms, and these are things that, you know, the algorithms are things that have had a bunch of people, you know, all up in arms of Facebook censoring stuff, and Facebook is this and that. And, well, what's this about? The trending news algorithm?
So how will Facebook's changes to its trending feature affect your news feed?
So the trending feature is if you go to the Facebook homepage, so Facebook.com, not in one of your groups, not on your personal wall, not
right.
your friend's wall, not on a page.
Feed. This is how it affects your news feed.
Right, well, to the right of the news feed, there is something called trending. And right now, I am seeing a story about the doomsday clock that 36,000 people are talking about. Voyager 2, that 2,700 people. I don't know why they say 2,700. That just sounds really weird. But 2,700 people are talking about Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski, 5,000. Almost 6,000 people are talking about, and then there's different things, so you can click on politics or science, sports, entertainment, or just the top trends, and then, of course, there's see more, and then it shows you more things.
So before we go any further, can I point out the reducing relevance of this, that so many people are now looking at this in the Facebook app as opposed to the Facebook webpage? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. And then there are certain features that only work on the Facebook app and not on the Facebook webpage or even the mobile site. I don't have the Facebook app. I just go, you know, if I'm doing Facebook on my phone, I just open up my web browser and go to m.facebook.com, and then that's the mobile page.
What were your top, say, top five again? Just the names, not anything.
Doomsday Clock, Voyager 2, Mike Krzyzewski were top three.
Right.
So then when I click Seymour, Millie Bobby Brown, the USS Enterprise, Dwight Howard, Dan Aykroyd, March for Life, Jolene, and Mandy Moore and Shane West.
Okay. So mine are not at all that. Mine, when I go to the Facebook homepage, not the app, I get Ted Cruz, I get Mike, whatever you said his name.
Krzyzewski.
Krzyzewski, March for Life, Voyager 2, and Frank Center.
So that's my top five. We've got a few that are the same.
Right.
So what's this change going to do?
Okay, well, let me get into the article and we'll find out. So it comes out of Menlo Park, California, and it says, Facebook is making changes to its trending feature, a news feed that shows users popular discussion topics that others are talking about. The Menlo Park-based social network promises an improved system to determine what is trending. Facebook will now display the source and headline of trending news to provide additional information to users. The headline that appears is automatically selected based on a combination of factors, including the engagement around the article on Facebook, the engagement around the publisher overall, and whether other articles are linking to it, the company said.
So this
kind of makes sense to me.
It kind of makes sense, but I'm wondering here, because I know that you can do a sponsored post to where things will pop up in more people's news feeds.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Will you be able to sponsor your stuff at a certain level to where it becomes a trending topic?
Boy, that would be expensive. I think Facebook would love that.
I don't think that's where they were going.
No, I'm not saying you buy enough things to where you're forcing people to talk about it. I'm saying you're able to pay off the Facebook algorithm people to wind up putting your stuff as trending.
I think you throw enough money at Facebook advertising or Facebook sponsored posts or I'd like to boost this post. I think you, if you had the financial power behind you, like some in the mainstream media may have, you could certainly begin to manipulate that.
Okay, so continuing on, it says trending topics will also be curated differently. We will now look at the number of publishers that are posting articles on Facebook about the same topic and the engagement around that group of articles. The online service explained, this should surface trending topics quicker, be more effective at capturing a broader range of news and events from around the world, and also help ensure that trending topics reflect real-world events being covered by multiple news outlets.
Okay.
I'm not seeing how this is necessarily different from how it is now to where they're basing things off of how many people are talking about it and what your life, even though, supposedly it's supposed to be about things that I'm interested in, but I don't like anything that would make them think that I'm interested in the USS Enterprise, the March for Life, Jolene, Mandy Moore, the Doomsday Clock, or Voyager 2.
Well, here's why. Because the article says, trending news will also be displayed based on a person's location, not on his or her personal interests. This is to ensure that users don't miss important news that may be popular near them.
So that is manipulating to me. I'm trying to find the website. And
the entire thing is manipulating.
Of course. But it bothers me when they couch it in these terms of openness, and we're going to try to give you a more honest display, except we're going to twist it.
Right.
So I can't remember the name of the website, and Daryl, maybe you've seen this. Heather, maybe you have, but it is sort of a map-based page that shows you by keywords, sort of a word map, a word cloud, of what the top searches and stories are globally. It doesn't break it down by...
I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get in touch with a friend of mine who sent it to me, but it is really interesting that you see globally, the bulk of the time, the top stories may be about soccer. Or right. It may be about events in the Middle East that are getting a little bit of airplay here, but not nearly as much as they are around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to dig for that real quick.
Right, and I don't know about you guys, but I don't use Facebook as a news aggregation source. I use Facebook to communicate with people and waste some time and jump into groups and basically, waste time.
I don't know. I think I use my Facebook a lot for news, especially like grassroots journalism, like you're connected with people that are doing grassroots journalism all over the country. Like we saw with things like Bundy Ranch or the, Dakota Access Pipeline and stuff, like people that are on the ground there posting about topics that now, because they're not near our geographic location, we may not,
But then there's also the people that will, they'll post satire, and because it, fits into what they believe, they're not posting it as, ha-ha, here's a funny article from The Onion or from some satire thing. They're like, I can't believe that, blah, blah, blah. So they're posting, fake news as if it's legitimate without actually doing any kind of fact-checking. So I've stopped using Facebook to try to get news because so many people will just share fake articles without ever paying attention that it's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do get where you're coming from,
I've
Heather.
Got news aggregators that I go to find out news.
Yeah, and news is something, and I use that. I use Flipboard, which is it works really well for me. It doesn't work well for anybody else I know, but that aggregates my news. I get what my friends are interested in more from Facebook, and most of my friends are in, I would say, in the Liberty community, so I do get that sort of the alternative media.
Yeah.
That's where I see stuff that's going to, that I wouldn't see normally in a news aggregator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, occasionally something interesting will pop up in my news feed, but by and large, You know, I'm reading antiwar.com on a daily basis. I go right directly to UPI and Reuters. I don't go look at whatever the local newspaper is publishing. I don't go look at what a local TV station is reporting. I go and I look, all right, let's see what stories are being syndicated and what's, you know, the actual news. And yeah, I might be missing something. But, you know, I'm also getting just the facts, ma'am. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our gold and silver investors guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I did something absolutely amazing last night.
Oh, God, what'd you do?
I saved 25% off of a case of turkey jerky using Bitcoin. I went to saveitpurse.com. I had a case of turkey jerky in my Amazon wish list. I imported the wish list into my Purse account, selected my discount of 25%, and now that turkey jerky is coming to me so that it can go into my belly.
And you're going to share it with everybody here.
Aww. Actually, I will not be sharing it because I don't share my turkey jerky. But the way I was able to do this is by using Bitcoin. Again, go to saveatpurse.com. And if you don't want to wait or you don't want to try getting a really big saving, you can still do 5% instant by just adding the things directly to your cart there at saveatpurse.com. And again, you have to use Bitcoin, but why not save money on things you're going to buy anyway? Saveatpurse.com. We started off talking kind of about Trump, and, well, there's more Trump news, and I still cannot believe that I'm actually having to say the words President Trump in a non-joking manner.
I have no issue with it. You're always going to get a president. The president oftentimes isn't going to be somebody you support. It is what it is.
Well, it's never been somebody that I support, but
it has been for me.
Going back 30 years when, you know, Donald Trump was just some guy on, like, the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Oh, here's some guy that's a, real estate millionaire, blah, 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 this and that. And then, you know, all of the Trump branded this, Trump that, Trump that. And now, you know, with all that's repeal and replace Obamacare, it's probably going to be called Trump Care and then go bankrupt in 3 years. And everybody's going to want their money back. And I still can't believe that the guy's in the WWE Hall of Fame, for crying out loud.
I know.
He's in the entertainment wing because he was involved in a storyline a good many years ago. He got a stunner from Stone Cold. There was a hair versus hair match where Vince McMahon and Donald Trump each had, you know, a champion fighting on their behalf. You know, sort of like a trial by combat thing. The wrestler
so like dog fighting, but with humans.
Exactly.
The wrestler that was Donald Trump's, you know, surrogate wound up winning, so Vince McMahon got his head shaved, and then afterwards, Stone Cold Steve Austin gave Donald Trump a stunner.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
And now that guy is president of the United States.
So, again, dating myself, because evidently that's what I do here. But I remember when the same concerns were brought up about Reagan. I mean, we've kind of lost in history what a mind-blowing event was.
Man was an actor that became, well, at least.
You mean the guy who was in Bonzo Goes to Washington?
But at least.
Or Mr. Smith and Bonzo, chimp movies?
At least Reagan was a governor before running for president.
That is
true.
At least
Jesse Ventura was a mayor before running for governor.
Acknowledge, but I'm telling you, like in the late 70s and even during his presidency, it was the most common thing. And so the guys, of course, he gives a good speech. He's an actor.
There was even the joke in Back to the Future where, you know, Marty goes back to 1955. Who's the president? Ronald Reagan. The actor?
Exactly.
Now, I did hear a joke. I think it might have been shortly after Reagan's presidency where they said, the guy was an actor and he played president for 8 years. Yeah. It was his greatest role ever.
Well, like him or not, he's very popular with for the right. He is kind of that one they look back on and go, the good old days. But this is, I thought, was an interesting article, and this is coming to us from The Week.
And this is, you know, not talking about Reagan here, but Trump, and Trump has gone off on some kind of thing where he's adamant that there was all kinds of voter fraud.
Voter fraud's real, and we need to get to the bottom of it. We need to do things about it. And one of the things he's talked about is people that are registered to vote in two separate states and may vote in two separate states. The little byline on this article is called Pot Meat Kettle. Six people in Trump's inner circle have committed his definition of voter fraud. President Trump is obsessed with voter fraud. He even went as far as to sign an executive order in his first week in office.
Of course it was in his first week, because he's only been in office for a week. It's not even a week. We're still, 14 hours from a week.
Some of these phrases people are using are superfluous, I will grant you that.
Yes.
He even went as far as to sign an executive order in his first week in office in the hopes of getting to the bottom of what he alleges is a voter fraud epidemic, despite a complete lack of evidence to support such claims. Trump might be forgiven for the confusion, though, at least considering his sample size and his somewhat skewed definition of the crime. At least six members of Trump's family and inner circle have been discovered to be registered to vote in more than one state.
So, just real quick, I did pull up the article that The Week links to where it mentions voter fraud epidemic, and Trump tweeted, "I will be asking for a major investigation into voter fraud, including those registered in two states, those who are illegal, and those who are registered to vote who are dead."
Right.
So,
and I think there's some legitimacy in some part of that, but I will say also, and Daryl, you and I were talking about this a little bit, if you move from state to state, you are probably registered to vote in two states.
Right, and if you...
It's not malicious, it's just what it is.
If you or a loved one has died recently, like, if you've died recently, you're not listening to this unless somehow, this is going into the afterlife.
I believe we still listen to Free Talk Live after we're gone.
Here in New Hampshire,
broadcast is upstairs.
Here in New Hampshire, if you pass away and it's not somewhere near here, so nobody locally sees an obituary in a newspaper, they don't know right away that you're dead and then to remove you from the polls. So
right.
Then.
Well, it's kind of scary that Donald Trump's going to be doing an investigation into how many dead people are still registered to vote.
So then every 10 years. In the year ending in one, so basically the year that they do the census, the supervisors of the checklist get together and they go through and they will remove anybody who has not voted in the previous four elections.
Something like
so
that.
So it don't could
they do in
take
Massachusetts,
a while.
They do an annual form that they send out and they ask, is anybody new in this household registered to vote? And you send the consensus form back into the town hall.
I've never heard of such a thing. Yeah. But here in New Hampshire, it could be well over a decade before they wind up realizing, oh, we've got somebody on here that is either no longer living here or is dead. So the whole claim of there's dead people registered, not in and of itself voter fraud. Being registered in two states, not in and of itself voter fraud. There's more. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh. All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Donald Trump wants to get to the bottom of this voter fraud thing, where he claims that in and of itself, being registered in two states is voter fraud, and being dead and still on the voter rolls is voter fraud, even though, you know, as we said, there are times where it just takes them a while to remove people if they don't wind up getting the news of, oh, yeah, Daryl moved away to, you know, somewhere and wound up dying.
Well, and going back to my experience of moving to New Hampshire from Pennsylvania, there was no checklist that was given to me of places I had to go within the state to make sure that I removed myself from this list or that list. It's just sort of left there when you move. But Trump may be forgiven for the confusion, though, at least considering his sample size and in his somewhat skewed definition of the crime. At least six members of Trump's family and inner circle have been discovered to be registered to vote in more than one state. Number one, Trump's daughter, Tiffany Trump. Number two, Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, big name in the election. Number three, senior counsel to the president, Steve Bannon. Number four, Trump's Treasury Secretary nominee, Steve Mnuchin. Number five, White House Chief of Staff,
Rich Priebus, who was the former chairman of the Republican Party.
Yeah, it's crazy. And number six, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. It's not illegal to be registered to vote in two states. In fact, it can even happen accidentally, and that's what we were talking about. What becomes tricky is if people have actually voted twice, an act that can sometimes require traveling great distances between states to actually pull it off. Referring to Sean Spicer's double registration, Tom Bonier of political data company Target Smart explained that, quote, there's no evidence he voted twice in any election. It's almost certainly because he moved, unquote. Nevertheless, Bonier said, quote, his boss calls this fraud. And that's kind of...
Many states don't ask for ID, though, so you wouldn't actually have to travel if you had
right.
somebody else go and vote in your place.
Yeah, and if you live in the, you know, the Four Corners section of the United States, or you happen to live in New England, you know, where it's a very short distance between a number of states, yeah, you could get around a 4 or 5 in a day, you know, if you planned out your route and you started early. You could certainly do that.
It would be incredibly difficult and time-consuming. Why would you do it?
No, I'm saying you could have somebody go in your place and vote for you.
Yeah, if no ID is required, there's all sorts of ways it could happen. The question is does it really happen? And I think, you know, I look at the Project Veritas videos that have come out. I think there is something to it, and I think the long and storied history of Chicago politics and New York politics going back into the 1800s, mm-hmm. Tammany Hall. I mean, they'll vote early and vote often. I mean, that was the motto, and so I'm sure voter fraud does go on. The question I've always had is, it gone on at such a level that it actually sways elections, and that
yeah.
you know that's
and there was the story from last year where an Iowa woman who was going on about voter fraud and we need to crack down on voter fraud, who's a Trump supporter, by the way, was arrested for voter fraud, alleging that she voted twice for Donald Trump in the presidential election. So, yeah, there is some voter fraud, but I think a lot of the people that are going off about, you know, how rampant it is are really, you know, just upset that their candidate might not be doing as well as they had hoped, but then it turned out that their candidate actually wound up winning the election. So if right. there was voter fraud, was it, you know, them trying to show how easy it is?
Yeah, I nobody knows. Nobody knows exactly what happens, and I just, it's one of those things that I find more of a distraction than anything else. I think we can probably acknowledge that there's probably bad actors in every election. It's going to happen, but does it happen to such a degree that it really sways things? I don't know.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Bad Flav calling in from New Hampshire. Bad Flav, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you, Daryl. Listen, I've been watching politics since somewhere in the middle 70s, and I haven't come across a Democrat or a Republican who I thought would be anywhere near a decent occupant of the White House. So, you know, so having to reach into different pools of awareness, I think is a good thing. I did vote for Nixon because I didn't know what the heck I was doing in 1972. But ever since then, I've voted third party, and in 04, I no longer consent to be governed, so I don't vote anymore. But
Has that prevented you from getting a traffic ticket of any kind or having any interactions with police over the last dozen years?
Has that prevented any of that?
Right. You said that in 04 you withdrew your consent.
But it's not what the police do. It's what I do. You know, I intend to go forward honorably. And if I do so, then I'm... if I consent to what they're doing to me, then I deserve what I get. If I don't, then at least uh, they're they're the ones at odds, not I. So
right. I just know that there are the people that say, I just ignore them, and then they'll ignore me, and then they wind up getting arrested for certain things.
I know way better than that. So, don't even go there. Thank you very much. My point is that I choose that I'm not to consent. I don't want anybody to consent. If we get enough people not consenting, Daryl, then we will have that significant minority that we need to make peaceful change.
So the majority of people don't vote. Is that what you're saying people should do? Because the majority of people already don't vote, which
right,
makes
exactly.
it easier
no,
for the minority to rule.
And I think that people should wake their own butts up and say,
we
listen,
need the majority
politics
of people
is broken.
To
politics
act and,
is broken.
Yeah, but we would need the majority of people to act and do things like civil disobedience.
Not a majority,
voting,
just a significant minority, along with all the other non-voters. I don't
see
it as a problem.
If every non-voter refused to pay their taxes, we might be going somewhere.
I encourage that. And
they're just allowing a minority
to every capability I have. I do not pay taxes.
Woo-hoo.
Good for you.
I tell everybody, I said, listen, you've got a job, you want to keep your employment and all that. You should at least walk into your HR department and say, listen, I mistakenly signed this, W-4 or W-9 form. I was reading it more carefully later, and I think that it's a mistake that I'm, agreeing to this. So I withdraw my, withholding of federal taxes. I will manage my own relationship with the federal government, and thank you very much. You have a nice day. And that should be something that us liberty people ought to be doing already.
Mm-hmm.
And I've yet to get anybody to agree to that. So I don't understand why just going in at least asking the question that it is such a big problem.
Yeah.
Well, there are laws to cover it. That's the bad part.
There is no law that says that you have to, be a taxpayer at all. Actually, the laws, if you read the laws, the Title 26, you'll find that the federal income tax is being unbelievably misapplied.
I don't doubt that.
Okay.
Let's hold you over, bad slave. Let's hold you over. I think you had something else to talk about there. And, I agree with Heather. If the non-voters were also non-taxpayers, things would change a whole lot sooner than just, I'm not voting because reasons, and then bad people do bad things. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, possibly time for you and your thoughts. If you call in now to 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We had Bad Slave on in the last segment, bringing him back. We were talking about not voting, not paying taxes, and Chris, you were saying something about the law on employers withholding taxes, and Bad Slave was saying there's not a law that requires them to withhold.
And let me kind of go to where I was going with that. I don't know if I've ever talked to anybody in HR department of any major company that I've worked for that would ever gave me the opportunity. It was always, you must fill out your W-2. No, you cannot work unless you fill out your W-2. You have to do this. So I'm not saying there may be loopholes or the laws just flat out says you don't have to do that, but I'm saying practically, I think most employers follow what they believe the law to be. Does that make sense?
Oh, of course. And that, you know, the downfall, I mean, that people just accept. But, you know, if you've got a job and you've got an HR department, just ask the HR department, say, listen, check with your attorneys and find out if I'm required to have this filled out, you know, by the government.
And they will probably say, yeah, you have to fill it out because everybody has to fill it out.
No. They won't say that. You're asking an attorney for an opinion.
No, you're asking the HR department to do something.
What the reality is with the form.
Bad Slave, you said ask the HR department to go to the legal counsel, and they're not going to just go to legal counsel because some peon asked them to go to the legal counsel. I remember the first job I ever had, and Bad Slave, thanks for the call. I remember the first job I ever had working at a Dairy Queen where I was handed this W-4 and told, you need to fill this out. And I was reading the instructions, and it said, you know, if you meet requirement X, Y, and Z, you can write exempt here. And my understanding was I met requirements X, Y, and Z. So I wrote exempt, and then the manager said, you filled this out wrong. You need to put a, you know, like a high number here. That way they wind up giving you a big refund at the end of the year.
Right.
And basically, like, he tore up the one that I wrote exempt on and said, you filled it out wrong.
No, you want to do it this way. He's just trying to help.
I do want to point out that I am one of those people that, like, I wouldn't mind allocating a portion of my paycheck to things of importance, you know, such as, like, if we were paying taxes and you want to call it tax or donation, like, but having that come out of my paycheck if it weren't funding things unethical like war and
right.
dropping bombs and all of these other disastrous things, like, if there was a way we could police the tax dollars a little better, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, the powers that be are never going to give you the option of where your tax dollars go.
Well, I mean,
go.
Somebody made the argument the other day that that's what re-election is, essentially, is that's the accountability.
Right.
They don't get re-elected if they don't do it.
No,
it just
what,
stinks because anything that they do wrong in those
what a re-election
two to four
is,
years.
Well, what a re-election is it's the opportunity to where the legislators get to find out if they were able to choose their constituents properly. Because
gerrymandering.
I mean, I guess that's how you look at it, but, you know.
Right, because when you've got 90%+ of representatives getting reelected, there is no real option.
I do think if you were to make taxes voluntary today and let everybody know, I think there'd be a lot of people, though, that would still keep paying.
Yes, and there are some states that have the option on the state tax return form that says, I didn't pay enough tax, here's more money. And they actually do that in Arizona. And, you know, it's not a huge amount, but they did bring in somewhere near $100,000 one year, I think, in the I didn't pay enough tax line.
But I think it's always an interesting thought experiment the government will absolutely never do. But it's like if you got your menu at the beginning of the year or, you know, fill it out by April 15th, what do you want to support? Do you want to support the Department of Education? Do you want to support the Department of Defense? Okay, you want to. You support the national defense, how much of your, what percentage of your taxes do you want to go towards that versus, you know, health and human services or whatever it happens
yeah.
to be. It's funny because we certainly have the capability to do that today in an Excel spreadsheet. It's not like this is some, like, amazing technological
right.
thing we'd ever
because
have to figure out.
Too, because, like the things change over the years. Like, right now, we have, like, the baby boomers, right, that are all on, like, Social Security and all these other programs and stuff like that. But 20 years from now, there's going to be less people on those programs.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, right now, we might have X amount of kids in school, and then 20 years from now, there's not as many. So how do you
well, –
none of those departments are
well,
reducing
this whole,
their budgets.
Of course
they
not.
Never reduce their budget.
Right.
Despite all the other
– the thing is we have – this is what we have in a representative constitutional republic. This is not our choices. We will not get presented with that granular level of choosing where our money goes. What
now,
we're supposed to do is choose the right people to go to Congress and represent us.
Right. And, again, going back to the thing where 90% of people wind up getting reelected, and for state rep races, there's somewhere near 40% of the people that have no opposition in the general election. So how are you supposed to make a choice when, you know, 40% of the time you get to choose from one? Do you want to vote for A-hole or not? That's your choice. The same choice you get in communist China.
Of course.
I don't think everybody that runs for office is necessarily an A-hole, Daryl.
Not everybody is.
There are some
good people
that are in positions of leadership and power, you could call it, that I think really are making decisions.
Right, and
that
all of the Liberty representatives here in the New Hampshire legislature all had opposition in the general election.
So that's good. Mm-hmm. But I look back, and we were talking about the congressional approval at, what, 15%
now? 15%
now. Relatively high. So 15% of people think Congress is doing a good job, yet how many percentages, what's the percentage of people who ran for re-election that won? Something like 90%.
It was like 90% of the people that sought re-election
right.
wound up winning re-election.
So that Congress sucks, even. Except for my congressman. Says everybody in the country.
I think a lot of that, too, though, has to do with so much emphasis being placed on the presidential election that like it almost drowns out all of the smaller ones. So, I think
what's the excuse in the off year to where 90% of them wind up still getting reelected?
Because I bet half the number of people turn out to vote those years.
And they vote. Oh, he's the incumbent. I guess he's doing okay.
There are some states to where they actually mark incumbent next to the name of the incumbent.
Right.
Well, I guess maybe that's like if you've been happy over the last several years, you would just check the...
Right, or a name becomes so familiar to you year after year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I guess he's doing all right.
Yeah, and then I still remember back, you know, like when I first started paying attention to politics in the early 90s, a guy who's now a senator from the state of Alabama at the time was a congressman, Richard Shelby, who ran for Congress on term limits and basically said, I'm going to stay until we get them.
Nice. That is just brilliant on every level. Is he still in now?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah,
Shelby.
He's now going to be the senior senator after Jeff Sessions winds up getting appointed to Trump's cabinet. Jeff Sessions, the guy that said, quote unquote, good people don't use marijuana.
I understand that. Good people don't. Fun people do. I know. It's insanity, and I don't know where the solution lies. I mean, we have the constraints of a constitution, and a lot of the things that bother people a lot are things that are spelled out in the constitution. Man, mm-hmm. Did people go ape over the electoral college?
Well, maybe even the constitution somehow led us to like the giant, massive cancer government we have today.
As Lysander Spooner said, it has either authorized such tyranny as we have or has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it is unfit to exist. Now, Chris, you did mention something about, you know, we're a constitutional something-something to where something. You know, the representatives get to choose how money goes. Things are different at the municipal level here in New Hampshire, to where we have things in a lot of places called town meeting, to where the people that show up get to go line by line and say, no, I think we need to spend $5 more on the city park. I think we need to spend $5 fewer. I think we need to paint the fence blue. I think we need to paint the fence purple. I think we need to paint the fence in rainbow stripes.
It never gets quite that granular, but we do talk about that a lot. And there's basically in New Hampshire, there's towns, there's cities, but there very much is that power. The people of the town are the legislature, and that's what's unique.
And
bottom line, get involved in your state and in your local towns and run for office and be the change you want to see.
And in New Hampshire, we have the largest non-national legislative body with 400 state reps. You want more freedom? Come here. You can actually work forward towards getting that. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.